Hey, this is Casey. Thanks so many for listening to today's podcast. Before we get into it, do us a little favour. Hit subscribe on this podcast. It means you'll get a copy of it every time we upload it. And if you'd like to leave a review on the platform you're listening, that would make a huge help too. There's 5-star buttons and there's 4-star buttons. I mean, you could choose one of them if you wanted. Here's today's podcast. Have a good day.
With Casey.
Good morning. Vicky Nicky.
Yeah.
Rory O'Hagan.
Hi.
You beautiful creatures. It's 11 minutes after 8 o'clock. So the crack is, we have 9 days to go, Rory. Nine days to go till Cork versus Clare. And here's what we're thinking. First of all, do you know what I'd love to do? Give away a few of these lads. We have the very exclusive Cork's number one breakfast show mug.
I don't even have one of those.
It's the number one mug in Cork for breakfast shows.
And
do you not have one of these?
No.
May I present to you
what?
The official Up the Rebels mug?
Oh, what a day.
And it's, would you like me to...
Can you autograph it for me?
No, what I can do is I can forge Hoggy's signature. And you can whip that up on eBay. That is yours, sir.
Oh, cool.
On behalf of the committee.
Thanks, buddy.
He's genuinely impressed with that, aren't you, Rory?
Now, congratulations. So, I'd like to give away a few of those. Because I'd love you to have them at home, especially coming up to the match. You might be able to have your little coffee and your cup of tea while you're watching the game. But what we want to do, this is a campaign we are kicking off on the station from today. We want to turn Cork red.
Woo! Hello. That's perfectly timed.
That's perfectly timed. We want to turn Cork red. We need you, businesses of Cork. It is time to get the bunting out. It's time to do the window displays. Kids, it's time to paint mum and dad red and white.
Yeah.
It's time to draw your little paintings. Time to get them up on the fridge.
Yeah.
It's time to get your flags out. It's time to get your jerseys washed and ironed and ready to rock.
Yeah. It's time to paint your front door red.
Absolutely. If you want to. And keep Red FM on, obviously, during all of this mad crack.
Yeah.
What would you suggest people do to turn Cork red, Rory?
We've got to get the flags out of the upstairs windows anyway, for a
upstairs,
start.
Upstairs, yeah.
You've got to get the bunting out, hang that off the gutters. That's a good start. You could dye your dog red.
Yeah.
Or, actually, you know what, you could just put a jersey on them as well.
Put that a jersey on the dog, much easier, yeah.
There's quite a few cars around already with the little Cork flags hanging out.
On it. Yeah.
I know.
I've seen Christmas antlers are back out.
Yes.
The red ones.
They're cool, yeah.
Never too early.
You could just dress in red for the week leading up to it, every day.
For the whole week, let's turn Cork red. And I mean, get it just visibly, let's see as much support as we can. It's been 19 years. You know, it really has. It's been a long time since Lee McCarthy made a visit to Cork. We want to get it up to 31 titles.
Yeah.
I think with all this positive energy, it's going to do nothing more than just get the whole team, squad, crew and everyone geared up for it. There's no support like Cork support.
Nope.
We're turning Cork red from today, officially. And we need you all involved in it. All right. If you want an Up the Rebels mug, text or WhatsApp mug to 0868104106. We'll pick 10 of you this morning. 10 of you are going to get your very exclusive mugs.
Nice.
Getting you ready for the big game. And that's all we want you to do.
Yep.
We just want you to turn Cork red, get the energy going. Let's do it. And if you can excuse the horrific singing, Rebel Rebel 24. 8:14 on Friday morning, Cork, let's go.
Shane Kingston, they were taken asunder, torn apart, humiliated in 2021, and they've won it here. Cork are through to the All-Ireland final, and Limerick's bid for 5 in a row ends in the semi-final.
I was watching the Sunday game. I'd say me neighbours thought I'd gone insane. The first half nearly gave me a banger. That referee was a bit of a langer. They said we couldn't beat the treaty again. They said Liam was going back to them. We started to play and we gave them a fright.
A bite again.
Then Hoggy knocked over his 700th point. We put an end to the drive for 5. What a time to be a rebel and alive. Rebel Rebels 24. Rebel Rebels, we showed Limerick the door. Rebel Rebels, without a care. No, let's go and hammer Clare.
All right. It
It is Shane Barrett. Barrett, off he goes, loves running with the ball. It's Brian Hayes, chance for Hayes, bursting through. Hoggies with him, Hayes! Goal! If they're going to do this, they're going to need a few goals. They've got their first one.
We've got the banner in a whirl. My favourite chocolate bar is a twirl. Oh yeah, we're going out tonight. We're gonna bait the banner, gonna bait them right. So get your hats and flags and scarves out too. There'll be flying rebel flags out in Timbuktu. If you're getting Hogan Stand tickets, can you get me too? Nice one, come on Cork, you know what you gotta do. Let's bring an end to 19 years of pain. When we win this, Cork will go insane. Rebel Rebels 24. Rebel Rebels, we showed Limerick the door. Rebel Rebels without a care. Now let's go and hammer Clare.
Turn Cork red from today.
Let's get some money. The 1,000 euro pop quiz.
With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park.
Show me the money. Okay. Summer's in Monkstown. Good morning, Summer.
Good morning, Casey.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad at all. I believe you have done this before. I can't remember your score. Yeah. I'm guessing it was a 7 or an 8.
It was a 7 and an 8.
And an 8,
yeah.
Okay.
Third time lucky.
Third time lucky for Summer.
Come on, Summer.
How is Summer going, by the way?
Very good. A bit rainy.
It is, yeah. It's not exactly. I blame you, quite frankly. It's all your fault, Summer. This is false advertising. Are you planning on going away on any holidays or anything planned?
I'm not. We're going up to do the north coast of Ireland right in September for my husband's birthday.
Very good. Very good. All right. Listen, we've got €1,000 here. We have only 60 seconds. The rules are, when you're ready to go, give us an answer for everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got to play on your own, okay? Just so you know, tell the 7 people you have in the background there now, they got to be very quiet.
Let's play in 3, 2, one.
Where will the All-Ireland Hurling Final be played?
Croke Park.
We Found Love is a song by Calvin Harris and who?
Rihanna.
Question number 3. What city is the Big Apple?
New York.
Question number 4. What male singer is on the song Fortnite with Taylor Swift?
Oh.
Din, din, din. Din, din, din. It ain't din, din. And it's black and white cat. Every in the morning.
He likes a few letters.
Post Malone.
Question number 5. What is the capital of Iceland?
Reykjavik.
Question number 6. What is the name of the Elton John song featuring Britney Spears?
Oh, fart. I don't know.
Would you say a fart?
It did sound like fart.
It did. All right. What two members of the Beatles are still alive? What two members of the Beatles?
Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr.
Yes.
Oh,
no.
That was a disaster.
Oh, it wasn't a disaster.
It was very funny, though.
It's hard under pressure.
It is, yeah. When you have to fart, it's very hard under pressure.
Oh.
Okay, Crow Park is correct. Yeah. Rihanna is correct. New York is correct. Post Malone is correct. Reykjavik is correct. Hold Me Closer.
Yeah.
Closer was the song from Elton John and Britney. Paul and Ringo is correct for number 7. And that's as far as we got, Summer.
Summer.
No problem. Fourth time lucky.
Yeah, we'll have you back. Absolutely, another morning. We'll welcome you back. In the meantime, a €50 voucher for Easy Living Interiors on its way to you. Have a beautiful weekend, Summer.
Fantastic, guys. Have a great weekend.
Summer, who was doing the quiz with us a couple of minutes ago, was telling Vic off the air that she's going out on the town tonight. She's going off to see Chris Kent.
She is, yeah.
She's going to see Chris in action. He's doing his brilliant show. And yesterday, I seen Chris on his Instagram talking about his new show.
Yeah.
And it's called Offline. And what he's doing is for like 5 or 6 months, Chris is giving up his smartphone, giving up the internet, and going completely off-grid.
Is he?
For 4 or 5 months. And wants to write a show and create a comedy show around not being connected to the world anymore.
I like that.
Which is a brilliant concept.
Yeah.
So he's going to be touring that very soon. Just keep an eye on Chris's Instagram for all the details. But if you are heading to a show tonight, yeah, you're going to love it.
Oh, he's brilliant. He's so funny.
He's been talking about something that I... Chris is brilliant at pointing out things that everybody knows about, but you've never really thought about it properly.
Yeah, yeah.
And this has also wound me up so many times. Lanky, lazy children. Do you know... He explains it so much better.
Lanky children in buggies, right? Drives me over the edge, like, I'm like that. I'm judging everyone, I'm there. Like, I'm looking at people coming into rhyme time, I'm like, look at this 11-year-old looking baby. Look at the size of that The shoulders on him, look at the shoulders on that young fella. A lazy f***. It's not his fault. Because his mum is treating him like he's the smallest baby in the world. He stands up out of the buggy. She doesn't have to bend down that far, like. Oh, sweet pea. Sweet pea, like. I can feel a small bit of reservation in the room, like I'm being a bit harsh on sweet pea. I'm not. I saw this fella f***ing folding his own buggy. And, you know? Then he put his phone on airplane mode, so he was gone.
Now, I know we got lots to look forward to this weekend. You've got the Euros on, you've got England and Spain in action. Obviously, we got Cork and Clare the week after. But there's another major tournament going on. This is something that Cork needs to get behind, because I don't know if you know this, Victoria.
Yeah.
But the All-Ireland Air Guitar Champion is a Cork man. His name is Phil, and he's on the line. Morning, wow. Phil. How's it going?
Hey, Casey. How are you? Good, thanks.
Phil Ryan, this is absolutely bonkers, because, all right, the story behind this is Phil was walking uptown one night, and what happens? You get a message from a buddy, right?
Listen, I was out having dinner and a friend of mine rang me and he said, Phil, there's a competition going on tonight. He said, you'd be pretty good at it.
Okay.
So I asked him what it was and he said, it's the Air Guitar Championships of Ireland. So I was after having one or two sherries now at
yeah,
this stage.
Yeah.
So he knew that I'd have no problems kind of jumping up on stage and acting like an Aegis for a free trip to Finland. So I ended up entering it and I ended up winning. So they're flying me to Finland to represent my country.
In a really polite way, Phil says, basically, he's out in the town, he's langers, he goes into a pub and he wins a trip to Finland. This is basically what's happening.
Yeah, well, you see, I heard it was a trip to Finland. I didn't realise that I'd be representing Ireland in the Air Guitar World Finals, but there you go.
You are the Irish Air Guitar Champion. That's incredible.
It's my first time representing my country now and everything, but hopefully I don't let us down.
This is huge. Like, I mean, to represent your country in anything is amazing, but they're going to fly you over. When are you heading over to the finals?
They're flying me out on the 20th of August over to a place called Oulu in Finland.
Okay.
And I think the finals take place on the 23rd. To be honest, I haven't done much research on it yet. I have a video call with the organisers later on today, so they'll give me some more information on it.
Okay, do we have a song? Sorry, Vic. Do we have a song?
No, well, like, you know, geez, as I said, I was after one or two sherries when I jumped up on stage. So as long as I don't do the Dustin the Turkey on it, me or your Lande Nilpa, then we should be okay. Air guitar isn't my life,
we'll
do our best with what we can do.
How many hours practice a day do you put in for this? Serious question.
I think actually zero minutes of practice when I jumped up on stage and I became the Irish champion. So I haven't done anything yet, but we'll see. I better start doing something, or else it'll be like an episode of Father Ted.
Oh my God! Yeah, well, I mean, this is the thing. You didn't expect to win it, but you went up there expecting nothing, and then you got crowned the champion. Now you're on the way to Finland. Yeah. I don't want nerves to get in the way of this. You're going to have to go out. Yeah. You're going to have to go out on the town 3 or 4 hours before the final and arrive like you did in Cork, in that frame of mind.
I've been looking at the videos from last year, and they take it really seriously. Like, so they shut down this entire town. There's about 5,000 people in front of you on the stage, and like the finalists from last year, they live this sort of thing. So,
oh my God,
I don't know. I know, yeah. No pressure.
I have video footage here of Phil on stage doing his thing. And man, you go for it. I mean, you were doing Michael Jackson's Beat It. He's on his back. He's leaning back. He's got the guitar in his chest. He's playing it as you would play it.
Well, I sang for my supper anyway.
You really did. When is the final, Phil?
So the final is taking place on the 23rd of August. So the lads in Brick Lane have kindly offered to do a streaming party. So all my seven fans are going to be in there cheering away.
Into Brick Lane to see Phil Ryan competing and representing Cork and Ireland in the Air Guitar Championship. It's a story that I will be following with fascination. Phil, the very best of luck.
I just want to tell the grandkids anyway.
That's for sure. See you later, Phil. Thanks a million.
Thanks
to Tommy, my friend Tommy. Hello, Tommy.
Hi.
How are you today, buddy?
I'm good.
Yes, good. This is Tommy O'Brien from Berrings, and he wants to win a glamping prize.
Oh, hey, Tommy.
Now, Tommy, is this for you and the lads, or are you going to bring your family with you?
I'm going to bring my family.
You're going to bring your whole family, okay. Who's in your family? Who would you like to say hello to?
Well, my mum's here, and my dog Ted, Jesse and Bella, and my brother Jack and my dad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's your favourite, your mum or your dad?
I don't know.
We all have a favourite. Okay, cough for mum and fart for dad, okay? Are you ready? Tommy, who's your favourite, Tommy? Okay, Tommy. Gotcha. Us boys got to stick together, Tommy.
I know, yeah.
Got to stick together. Tommy, we are playing for a trip to Leahy's Farm. Have you ever been to Leahy's Farm?
No.
Oh, you're going to love it. Tommy, they have diggers there. They have JCB diggers. Yeah. They have an open farm. They have animals everywhere. And you're going to be camping in the middle of it all.
Hey.
But you got to do some work here, Tommy. Now, I've got three words. You got to give me three. I'm going to give you a word. You got to give me a connecting word, Tommy. So if I say the word base, what are you going to say? Base?
Ball.
You're going to say ball. Is that what I've written down? What would you say, Vic?
I would say ball too. Yes!
Tommy, one on the board. Two to go, Tommy. Come on, Tommy. If I said potato, Tommy, what would you say?
Masher.
You say lasher or masher?
He said masher.
Masher.
Yay! Masher.
Good boy.
Those potatoes are lashers. Tommy, for a trip to Leahy's Farm for the whole family, camping for two nights in their glamorous camping pod. If I said the word garden, what word would you give me associated with garden?
Shed.
Vic?
That's a good guess, like, yeah.
Tommy, you're a little genius. A little genius. Baseball, potato masher, garden shed. Tommy and your family, you are going to you're going to East Cork. I nearly sent you to North Cork. You're going to go to Leahy's Farm. You're going to be camping for two nights in the very luxurious Pod Park.
Yes.
So you're going to stay there for two nights. You'll have full access to the farm. You'll play ping pong. You'll toast marshmallows at night. You're going to have the hangout area. Access to the farm. You're going to have an amazing time. Are you happy with that, Tommy?
Yes, I really am.
And you know what? Like, you know, for a young fella to come on the air and do that competition, that was pretty tricky to do, and you did absolutely brilliant, Tommy. Okay?
Yeah.
You were well brilliant. Done.
Thanks for listening to Red FM. Have a lovely weekend, Tommy.
Thanks.
Cheers, buddy. Bye-bye. There's Tommy.
Thanks.
You're welcome, man. Aww. See ya. Tommy's delighted with himself. Leahy's Open Farm, if you want to go camping with the family. You can stay for a couple of nights and go week during the week or at weekends. Have a look at Leahy's Open Farm on Instagram and check out their fantastic new pod park for you to camp in and stay in.
Very cool.
Vic's VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Friday morning. It is the 12th of July. It is cloudy. It is overcast, but it's going to be dry for the day. About 17 degrees, 6:45. Vic has your VIPs. What's going on?
Okay. Kim Kardashian's been trying out a new, rather unusual facial.
Mm-hmm.
When I say facial, it's kind of like, you know, one of those procedures that you have done to one's face.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the market. It's a little bit strange. Here she is explaining it to her mum, Chris.
But I got salmon sperm facial with salmon sperm injected into my face.
Yes, you heard that right.
What?
I know, yeah. Like, seriously, lads. Why? What's
going on in the world?
Why? Now, they do. I have heard of some really strange ones kind of down through the years. I think there was one. I think there's a vampire facial, which is where they take your blood from another part of your body and they inject that into your face.
The same blood in your body goes back into your face. Yeah. Oh, okay.
There's all kinds of weird things, but I have to say, up until this moment, that's definitely the strangest one I've ever heard of.
The insanity of the beauty industry continues. Like, wow.
I just don't understand what on earth that would be doing for your face. But anyway, we'll keep an eye on her and see what her face looks like in the next couple of weeks.
It's going to enhance the trout pouch, I'd say. That's it.
Yeah. We have a couple of new albums coming out. Kylie Minogue has announced that she's releasing another new album. So this is only 10 months after her last release of her 16th studio album.
She's lashing them out.
Apparently she just says, you know, I like to stay busy.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always got something up my sleeve.
Which sleeve is that now, Kylie?
So, she's been hard at it. She's working in the studio. Someone else who's got a new album coming out is Joe Jonas. Now, this is kind of off the back of his separation from Sophie Turner.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what they do, isn't it? They go through a big, massive breakup and then they write an album.
Yeah.
So, we can look forward to that one coming out. They've just filed for divorce. I think she's actually with somebody else now, and maybe he's been seen with somebody else as well. But the couple have two kids, and it hasn't been a great separation, I don't think. Someone is coming home. Guess who?
Lee McCarthy.
And, well, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, obviously,
That's a given. When I say coming home, I mean across the pond. Adele.
Who is she?
Moving back to the UK.
From where? She's Hollywood or is she?
She's LA.
Yeah, okay.
She's been doing the Las Vegas residency. But apparently her assistant has been back in the UK for the last 2 or 3 weeks, getting everything lined. Imagine having somebody that would actually go ahead of you to line everything up for you.
Oh, so you just literally walk in the door and it's all ready to go.
You walk in the door, you put the keys in the door and you've got a new gaff and all the rest of it. But apparently she just said she just misses the UK too much.
Okay.
Misses home too much, misses her family too much, and it's time to move back. So, kind of look forward to Adele strolling around in Boots or wherever.
Greg's. Having a saucy sandwich.
Cheese and onion pasties, please.
Vic, we started talking about this earlier on this morning.
Yeah.
Okay, so I brought you just a little throwaway story. A man over in Spain held his own funeral a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
What he decided to do, on his farm that he owns, he dug a grave, bought a coffin, and wanted to experience what it was like to be buried alive. But he also wanted to experience what it was going to be like to have his own funeral. And I don't know, was he a little bit tapped or whatever?
I'd say so, yeah.
But his name is Victor Amelia. He said farewell to his friends and family, went underground to experience death. He said the stunt gave him a renewed vigour for life. They brought a priest around. They did the eulogies, the blessings.
The whole shebang.
Friends and family were standing over, weeping over the coffin as the coffin was lowered into the ground. He said the thing he remembers about it most is lying in the coffin, complete darkness, hearing the slaps of soil on the coffin as the shovel loads of dirt was thrown on top of him. But he went down there and he stayed down there for only 1 hour. That was enough.
Right.
Now, I thought that was crazy enough.
It is crazy.
And then Seamus from the Neil Prendeville Show. How are you, horse?
How are you going?
Hey, Seamus!
Sends me a message going, that's nothing.
Yeah.
This has happened in Cork.
This happened is in nuts. Cove, better still. You in know, great things come out of Cove, Vic, don't they?
Yeah.
Up the road from you.
Up the road from me. This is crazy, this story.
Tell me about Tim Hayes.
Tim Hayes, affectionately known in Cove as the Coffin Man.
Right, wow.
On Christmas Day 1966, he said goodbye to his mother after having the Christmas dinner, the plum pudding, the whole lot.
Yeah.
And decided to walk off up the road and be buried alive. There were a few people around. He tried to break a world record.
Yeah.
There was a pipe connecting the coffin. Now, the coffin was bigger than a normal coffin, so he could move around.
A bit more space.
He brought down a few books to read, like Dracula.
What?
And The Beautiful Coffin.
Yeah.
And he ended up staying down there for 100 hours.
That is incredible. Like, what, the guts of 4.5 days?
Oh, my.
It's even... It attracted more and more crowds, and his mother said in an interview that she died 100 times
while he was down there.
Um, But
what about food and toilets and all of that kind of stuff?
So many questions.
Well, we have Tim there on the hot keys. He'll tell you, but poor old Tim passed away in 2005, but he was well known around town. He used to go into the Heritage Centre and sit down and watch his video, because there's a little video of him being buried alive there in the Heritage Centre.
That's crazy. Have a listen. Here we go.
Tim, are you happy down there? Tell me, what does it feel to be down there with people talking to you from the surface?
Oi, lovely. I'm that happy now, if they put a corpse in alongside me, it wouldn't worry me.
Any feeling of loneliness?
No, not a bit in the world.
What about claustrophobia, Tim? Does this worry you?
No, never did.
Tim, one of the things you told Newsbeat earlier was that you were looking forward to the sound of the earth and the stones hitting the coffin as they buried you. Did you find that this was quite as pleasant as you expected?
Oh, yes, I was looking forward to it. It was lovely to hear it thumping off of the lid.
Do you have any doubts whatever, Tim, that you'll make this record?
No, I knew I'd make it.
Tim, you know Newsbeat is a programme that concentrates to some extent on getting public toilets for people. What about your problems down there?
Oh dear, okay, everything has worked out better than I expected. If the committee left me stay here for a week, I'd stay here.
By the time the existing record of 100 hours had been equalled, there were thousands in Ballymore to applaud the achievement.
That is absolutely crazy. And in the background, you can hear the Debenhams protesters who were... who were there from back in the day.
Oh, listen.
We still didn't get a conclusion, though, as to how he did it.
No.
We may never know. There was another guy who attempted it. I think he was a tip guy in London. And Vic, you might have a bit
more. Yeah, Mike Meaney was his name. He was a 33-year-old builder. And he was buried alive in Kilburn in London for 61 days in the 1960s, helped by a Kerry-born publican called Butty Sue Guru.
Oh, my God.
Would you
sweat
yourself,
Casey? Do you know what? I was talking to Vic about this off here. I think I could do it for an hour.
Yeah, really?
I could do it for an hour if I had everything set up and I knew...
I'm sure the people can rally behind you.
I was going to say, we'll soon sort that out for you if you really want to do it.
We could get you measured up, there's no problem.
Knowing you feckers, you'd leave me there.
There's no way we'd ever do that, Casey.
We'd never?
Nah,
you
never.
You promise?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you'd bring me
never,
back up?
Never.
Okay, all right.
Red FM Breakfast with Casey. Wake up, get up. Cork's Good Times. Red FM.